Can you tell us, Eduardo, for you, how this move came about?
First was a life choice. I was trying to come to Ireland, and one friend that I knew in Cyprus, he used to play for Sligo last season, and he put me in contact with the coach. Was very friendly, you know, and the coach gave me the opportunity to come. My club in Cyprus was passing for a bad situation there because of some problem with FIFA. I used to play there 9 years and a half. And they came, and I find myself very well. They are very good with me at the moment. So everything is going good.
So why did you want to come to Ireland?
Because I don't want to be back in my country, in Brasilia, about the all situation that's happened there, you know, so the injuries, and for my kids, I see that here is a good future.
Do you know much about the League of Ireland, about this league?
I search a lot, because this I was thinking some months already before to come. I know that it's very physical. I know that it's not the biggest team in the league, but I know also that they won the league 2012.
Yeah.
I know about some players already. This is very easy to find on the internet. So, it's what I know.
And would Vinny Faherty have told you much about Sligo, about the town and playing for the club?
He told only good things about Sligo, about the club, about the board, on the comment, coach, about the seat. Only good things he told me. And I see it now with my eyes that he was right.
You've already played one game. You enjoyed that?
Yeah, it was very good, very nice. The boys also, the players, I need to thank them because they are very, very good with me. It was a very nice game. I enjoy, but I understand also that the opponent was not the same level. But anyway, I think we need to build a winning mentality, and you just build that winning games. Doesn't matter if they are first division, the team, or doesn't matter. I think it was good game, and they are good in winning.
And you've played for quite a few clubs. You have a lot of experience playing around the world, really.
Yeah.
That can only be a good thing for Sligo and for the younger players.
I wish to help them as I can, you know. First of all, play. But I play in Brazil when I was very young, with 18 years old, in Fluminense first team. It's a big team in Brazil. And after I went to Colombia, Malaysia, Sweden. But I stay most of my career in Cyprus.
What are your ambitions for this season? What would you like to achieve at Sligo?
I did a big change on my life. I put out my kids of school in Cyprus. They speak Greek. The English are more or less. So my expectations, I used to say that I'm a dreamer. I didn't see the last year results. I know the team didn't go very well. Was not very well. But they managed to save. That was very important. But I'm a dreamer. My expectation is the best that you can believe.
What is the standard in Cyprus like compared to here?
I can't say. I can't say because I don't know here very well. I told coach like 3 days ago that when you have some friendly games from the other teams around, I want to watch. Because it's important also for my adaptation, you know, to adapt myself faster. And as I adapt fast, I can help more the team. But I think that there is more technical, how I saw, but here it's more physical.
How does training compare in Sligo compared to Cyprus, Brazil?
I can say about Cyprus because I was there many years. I don't know because if it was because I was in the middle season and I came now and the boys are in pre-season, but at the moment I find myself very, very hard. It's very difficult. It's much more strong to train here, you know. And the coach gives very good training, dynamic, everything. I need a little bit of time on that, but also he let me comfortable, you know, if I'm very tired or feeling something, to rest more. He let me very comfortable.
Do you see yourself as a leader on the pitch? I know Jer has spoken of you as being a leader and being very vocal.
I think this will become natural, you know. This is not how you become and be a leader. I think this will become natural as they trust me. By my quality or by my physical strength, something like that. You didn't choose somebody to believe this, you become natural.
just finding, what's your favorite position to play?
I'm not so young, so I used to play in, okay, midfield. I play as number 10, 8 or 6. I was playing in Cyprus this year because we have some problems to bring players because FIFA embargo in my club. So I was playing as a stopper. I play everywhere, you know. So, but I feel comfortable as in the midfield 8 or 10, something like that.